It's lunchtime in the west of Ireland.
Come on.
Farmer Brian Costello is ushering his herd of 180 dairy cows into a field of thick, fresh grass which overlooks Loch Garra, just outside of Boyle in County Roscommon.
I'm just setting up the real Hirela's temporary electric fence. As we said, ground conditions aren't perfect, so we allocated the cows just a hectare there this morning, and they've that almost cleaned off, so we're just going to give them a little bit extra now. If we left them there till milking time, it's possible that they'd do some damage.
So this is feeding time?
It's feeding time. And here the cows are very aware of that.
Brian takes grass seriously because it's this low-cost feed that makes Ireland's dairy sector so very competitive on a global scale. And this is set to continue for the 18,000 dairy farms across the country when, in April 2015, farmers fully expect to be free of EU milk quotas.
We've been told nothing, but quotas are being removed in 2015. Lots of young guys have been making decisions, career decisions, and land has been bought and land has been leased, and all kinds of ducks are being lined up for 1st of April 2015, when we're told the taps are going to open and all this extra milk is going to come. I'm hearing rumblings of it now coming out of at EU level about some possible supply restrictions. Well, somebody's going to have some stiff questions to answer. Yeah, that's not a scenario that has ever been discussed, actually. We never hear it in Ireland.
It's the stated policy of the Irish government to ambitiously expand Ireland's dairy sector. Its vision, laid down in a document called Food Harvest 2020, is for a 50% increase in the volume of milk production. This is critically dependent on the abolition of EU milk quotas, something that Professor Gerry Boyle, director of CHOGASC, Ireland's Agricultural and Food Development Authority, has no doubt will happen.
The realisation of the objectives of Food Harvest depend on the abolition of the quota. I mean, the view in Ireland would be that that question has been long resolved, that quotas will be abolished, and there's no debate on that here. Maybe there should be, but there isn't. We believe that abolition is a certainty at this stage, and all the planning is geared in that with that expectation. So for a couple of years now, it's been very evident that farmers have been gearing up for expansion. They would have, for example, the last couple of years been drafting in additional replacement animals so that they would be ready when the quota is abolished, renting additional land and so on. They are certainly prepared when the quota is abolished to hit the ground running, so to speak. Our organisation has been very heavily involved in supporting farmers through facilitating farmer discussion groups to enable the build-up of skills. We've also been looking at a variety of schemes to encourage farmers to adopt new technologies, so setting up research demonstration farms. All the evidence is that the younger farmers will be the ones that will lead the expansion. We've been very involved in our organisation with responsibility for training to ensure that these farmers are inculcated, if you like, in the system of dairy farming.
At farm level, we have about in and around 18,000 dairy farms. In 2001, there were just under 28,000. The trend seems to be consolidation. Is this the end of the small family farm setup in Ireland? Is the future going to be, you know, a small number of very big farms?
Well, I think you'll certainly see further consolidation from the existing 18,000. The really efficient farm tends to be in the 80 to 100 bracket. So we would certainly see, envisage that that category of farm will grow significantly. Family farms in Ireland, unlike the UK again, don't tend to hire much labour. Many of them probably will not want to expand above 120, 130 cows if it means they're going to have higher labour on a full-time basis. Certainly, I think the smaller farm is going, as they are at the present time, will be under continuing pressure.
So post-2015 abolition of milk quotas is going to result in a reduction in the number of small dairy farms in Ireland?
I think that certainly is going to be continued and probably accelerated.
There is already a sizable dairy processing sector. 20% of infant formula globally is made in Ireland. How are they preparing for the abolition of quotas?
Well, all of the major cooperatives in Ireland are planning expansion programmes. Glanbia have restructured their company and they are constructing a state-of-the-art new plant. Another major processor, Dairy Gold, are also planning a significant expansion. There's an investment, as you say, in the stainless steel, and that's already started, substantial investment. The challenge would be, of course, not only to produce the more commodity products, but to tackle new markets, particularly in the emerging markets like in China, in Africa, in Asia and so on.
Now, Irish farmers have just experienced what they describe as the most serious fodder crisis in a generation. Some farmers recently have been saying that these goals in dairy are unrealistic, they're not going to be possible in light of what they've just experienced. Is the reality that climate change and environmental policies are going to limit dairy expansion and the goals set down by government?
There is no doubt that some farmers didn't pay sufficient attention in the last few years to the basics of conservation of fodder. No doubt about that. And they would have departed from sensible rules that were established over generations. I think there's going to be a reversion to a more cautionary approach. It emphasised much more the value of our most important crop, which is grass. But I wouldn't see it as having a significant impact on the expansion drive.
The policy message to Irish dairy farmers is very clear. Quotas are going. It's time to invest and get ready. But Brian Costello, who also works as a dairy consultant, isn't convinced.
Perfectly honest, Ella, on my travels around the country at the moment, I don't see it happening. Like, there's sort of a feeling that after 2015, quotas will be gone. After 2015, the world will be a better place. There's almost a frenzy towards expansion in the media, and at every conference you're going to, everyone's talking about it. And I nearly go too far to say that I'm almost picking up on a sense of omerta around the whole dairy industry, that you daren't talk it down or daren't raise any question mark about it, because our government, rightly or wrongly, have put forward dairy expansion as being the cornerstone of our national recovery. So there's a lot riding on this.
What are your main concerns about the expansion plans?
The language we use around 2015 is dangerous. We're talking about quotas going. The quota in our business now, is the amount of hectares around the milking parlour that we can walk the cows to. Who's to say there won't be environmental quotas of some description down the road? To say that quotas are going and that there's limitless production possibilities is naive.
But we see at processor level with the likes of Glanbia and Dairy Gold, huge confidence in dairy farmers, confidence about milk supply, confidence about markets internationally in Asia and Africa. Mm. Is it not the case that this is all going to be fine?
Yeah, it's a great story and, I love to believe it and I've seen some great presentations on it. It's just very hard to sell that to a guy struggling to bed down expansion at farm level with a lot of debt, 2,000-4,000 euro per cow, struggling with various problems like in terms of cow fertility or weather issues on his farm. At the end of the day, he needs a certain milk price to make all that stack up. They have to be rewarded financially, socially and emotionally in every way possible to make this be sustainable. I had a recent experience even on a flight from Manchester back into Dublin with an Irish dairy executive who was flippantly blasé about the extra 50% milk that he was assuming he'd have to handle and sell in 2015. And any issues that I raised in terms of indebtedness at farm level or finding young, committed guys to run these farms and operate them, let alone find the land to do it, didn't seem to register with him. It was going to happen in 2015. We're going to get 50% more milk and end of story.
Who will be most harmed if they're wrong?
Well, in my experience studying this, eventually the farmer has to carry the can.
For Professor Jerry Boyle, there are two certainties ahead. By 2015, EU milk quotas will go, and this will result in the successful expansion of milk production on Irish farms by 2020.
If we had continued growing at the rate we were growing before the quota was imposed, we'd be producing the same amount of milk now as New Zealand. And so I feel that we have that potential. The trajectory is definitely upward.
Are you certain that the 50% target is achievable and realistic?
Yeah, I think it is. I guess based on past experience, based on our contact with farmers, everything augurs for, particularly the efficient farmer, for significant expansion. And 50% might prove, maybe not by 2020, that's might prove to be a conservative forecast.